Okay, so talk about the inspiration for this play. How did it all come about?
There's kind of a lot of it. So there's this, originally I kind of worked on this 5-minute piece by this guy Ivan Palazzo that kind of had a similar, but not this idea in it, which is this in South Africa, this woman dying of AIDS, and then I kind of worked on that as an actor, and then after that I had gone to Ghana and met this guy. Like, I was a volunteer in Ghana and I was teaching, but I had kind of volunteered on this kind of like refugee area, mm-hmm. Camp, but I guess they wouldn't call it that. And this guy who was South African kind of told me the story about how he had killed his best friend and how it was this act of love. And I remember at the time I was like, what? So I listened to this like big long story, kind of the longer version of it. And I remember riding back to like where we were staying. The other volunteers were all like, oh my God, that guy was crazy. And kind of, I had just come off of, like, a family member of mine dying of cancer. So it kind of stuck with me as kind of being like, oh, actually, that is, I kind of saw where he was coming from. Like, the woman didn't have a lot of options. There's no free healthcare. So, and she was actually dying. And so it kind of, I guess, in a weird way, put her out of her misery. And then kind of years went by, and it kind of just had been ruminating in my head. Making a mess in my brain. And then in my last year of grad school, I kind of wrote it out into a play. I had this guy, Benicio Kovana, who's South African, that I met at NYU grad, and he helped like edit it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I went to South Africa, kind of did residencies in Soweto and Grahamstown, and then workshopped it in theater in the Muse in Cape Town. And then it kind of developed into what it is now.
Okay, how do you want people to be affected by this work?
It's such a hard question to answer, at least for me as a playwright. Because as an actor or director, I'm always like, oh yeah, this is it. But as a playwright, I guess I just want people to kind of see themselves in these characters, even though these characters all are South African or live in South Africa. I hope that they're able to kind of identify pieces of themselves in them. And therefore, they're not able to separate themselves from them as well. And if someone kind of walks out moved or having just felt like a truthful moment in the play, then I guess I, as a playwright, would feel very satisfied. I definitely would hope people kind of, it questions a little bit kind of right and wrong, and it questions like assisted suicide and whether that's right or wrong, and it questions healthcare and the price of drug costs and all of it is kind of in this bizarrely comedic pressure cooker of a shack in Zola, which is outside Soweto.
What do you think you've learned about yourself as a playwright through this production, and how do you think it's going to help you moving forward with your career?
I learned that I have a very different voice as a playwright. I like to combine, and I really think this is weird, but I like to combine different kind of magical elements of storytelling, meaning I like mix movement in with dance, mix with music, and I kind of weave them into a play. It's not a musical, but like just a play, and there are these moments that kind of go out of reality where people can talk to the audience, or where the world can just, like I'll write things like the world moves or something shifts, and like we're in a different kind of place in time. And like only working on it have I noticed like that's kind of how I just think as a playwright, because I feel like the one thing you can do with theater is have this ability to use stage magic, and that's always been intriguing to me. So I think it's just I write that idea, knowing that I could use that as a device to tell stories. I think that's what I've learned about myself as a playwright. I also like humor. I think I'm kind of bizarrely funny, not just cliche funny. And I don't write jokes, but I like write situations that end up being amusing. I've learned that out of this process.
Who do you think would get the most out of this production? Do you feel like it's geared towards a certain demographic, or do you feel like it has a little bit of something for everyone?
I think it has something for everyone. Like, people have come to see readings and from all different walks of life, and people have to, you know, the response has always been that they've just been so moved. And it's not this play kind of about AIDS, which is people always, oh, it's not a play about AIDS. It's not a play about AIDS. It's just a play about kind of these people living in this area and then this woman in the shack. And so I think that's kind of it.
How do you want the production to be remembered, say, a couple of years from now? You know, a couple of friends went and saw it, and then, you know, they're kind of reminiscing about the productions they've seen together, and they say, oh, yeah, what about this one? Like, how do you want them to look back on it?
Hopefully, favorably. Or if they, you know, like, hopefully they remember something about it or something stuck with them, especially if, after 5 years. Or if it makes them kind of go away and examine this world and kind of are placed in it a little bit differently, you know, so that hopefully people think of a person who, you know, lives in a shack or in South Africa or in another part of the world, and they can kind of identify themselves in that person. I hope they don't hate it. Like, that was an awful hour and a half at the theater. I'll never get back. But I hope that it moves them in some way.